Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is November 25th, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne, and welcome all. Tonight is the big night. Big contest in the works, so we'll get started with that real soon. If everybody read their emails today, then they know that basically what they needed to do was Google as much information on the Fab Four from One Life to Live, because the questions are going to be posed either about one or about four of the characters. Don't know. Haven't decided. It'll come. So I just want, once you hear the promo from the Fab Four, Kristen Alderson, Brandon Buddy, Jason Tam, and Brittany Underwood, that is your cue to call in. Then I will proceed to take calls as they come in order until the questions are answered correctly. So get ready for that. In the meantime, don't worry about the delay. You will definitely hear the promos. You'll hear it, so don't worry about it. It's long enough, so as soon as you hear it, you'll be able to come in. So don't stress over that. So anyway, let me see. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hey, John, I'm fine.
Everything going all right?
Yeah, everything going cool.
What you doing for the holiday, Tony?
Well, you talk about for Thanksgiving. Well, I'm going to spend it over at my brother's house. I'm going to spend it at my brother's house here in Chicago.
Okay. So what's your favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving?
Oh, you have to ask me that. the favorite thing is eating and watching football. That's my deal.
Oh, you're a typical man. Typical man, football and turkey. And then I bet as soon as you finish that turkey, you're ready for a nap.
Yep.
Well, you know, I was originally going to round up the Super Soap Weekend recap, but you know what? My audio is still not back from the producer, so that's kind of squashed right now. It just wasn't good enough to play on the air without him cleaning it up, the last few pieces that I had. So what I do want to talk about real quick, hang on, Tony. In the chat room, we had this problem yesterday. If you can't hear on your computer, they said what you need to do is clear your browser, clean out your cookies, whatever that is, and you have to make sure you have the latest edition of Adobe on your computer, because we had some people saying the same thing yesterday. So there's also a button that you can click. I think it says click to talk. Right, click to talk or click to listen, something like that on the blue on the front page of blog book.
I think it's click to listen.
Yeah, well, there's two of them, I know. So sometimes when people can't hear on the computer, they click that. I think it's the Adobe Flash Player, Zach. That's what they said. So if you click, I'm almost positive it says click to talk. If you hit click to talk, you should be able to listen, unless you're going to clean out your browser and all that other stuff, because we thought there was a problem yesterday, but really there wasn't with the show. It was because everyone's computers are not up to date. Yeah, so click on click to talk, and you should be able to hear just fine. So anyhow, what I want to touch on real quick, coming up at the end of December, I'm going to schedule a show, and we're going to do a countdown of the best and the worst of 2008. And there's going to be some big prizes also on that show. I'm not going to say what they are yet, because it would just be too premature, but I promise you something. That's that. December 3rd, Chris Stack from One Life to Live. will be on the show, 10 o'clock. So if you guys like Michael McDane, come on by. He is something else. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the ins and outs for ABC. This one was somewhat of a shocker to me when I read it today. I guess I was shocked somewhat, not completely. Kamar De Los Reyes may be opting out and not re-signing his contract.
Wow.
What he tells ABC Soaps in Depth is, he realized that after 10 years of being on One Life to Live, Antonio is no longer the central figure that I believe he deserves to be. The actor exclusively tells Soaps in Depth, I realize that it is not intentional on the show's part, but over the years, he has become less and less valued. I believe that there is a cutoff point for characters, and I think it may be time to say goodbye. Though the actor is still in negotiations with the show, if he chooses to leave, he anticipates that he will finish taping his scenes Monday, January 5th, and will appear on screen through the end of that month. He hasn't talked about what the plans are for Antonio and how they would want to see him go if he decides to leave, but he's also adding that there's a possibility that he could stick around longer if Antonio's story improves. I consider my colleagues to be family, and I'm forever grateful to the powers that be for the opportunity to be a part of the best show in daytime. However, it may be time for me to say c'est la vie to Antonio Vega.
Wow.
So in a way, I see what he's saying because, you know, Antonio's like a back burner storyline now. He really doesn't
really
have anything going on right now.
No, basically, all he's been doing is basically been a background scene at the police station where John was the central character most recently, with John and Bo recently, and also a little side little thing they had just yesterday with Talia. But Talia and Jeannie. So it's
basically
non-existent.
Right, right. So now, in other One Life to Live news, I'm going to stay on this One Life to Live kit for a second. David Vickers will be coming back. Tuck Watkins is coming back.
Yeah.
Confirms that he'll be back as the sneaky con man we all know and love, but offered up no other details about his upcoming appearance. So we'll be happy to see him back on the screen. Bree Williamson is taking a 4-week hiatus. Her new husband and her will be going on their honeymoon for 4 weeks to New Zealand.
Wow. That's a nice way to kick off the new year.
Yeah, so they'll be in New Zealand. And Asa will be coming back. He waited until sandal season was officially over, and now Asa is back to make his relatives shake in their boots once more. Head writer Ron Carlovati confirms that Phil Carey is returning to play the patriarch, adding that the character will be asserting his power from the grave. No air dates are available right now, but we do know that he did tape his scenes in early November. Also, Andrew Carpenter will be back in Landview this month. And his scene will begin December 10th and 11th. Keeping it with One Life to Live, there's a new teacher coming to Landview High. And In Depth hears that one of the people who auditioned was Scott Clifton, former Dylan of General Hospital. Has tested for the upcoming role of One Life to Live, hunky high school teacher Skylar. Meanwhile, the soap is also looking to cast the contract role of Stacy, who would be Talia's hell-raising younger sister.
Ooh. My
so
God.
I would like to see Scott Clifton on One Life to Live.
That would be a major coup for One Life to Live if they get Scott Clifton on there.
It certainly would, because when Scott Clifton left General Hospital, he vowed he didn't want to be a part of soaps anymore. He wanted to do his you know, his music or whatever, but maybe it's a little tough. The music business, I think, is more difficult than acting, so as far as getting your foot in the door and stuff like that. So I would really, really be happy if they brought him on to One Life to Live.
Yeah, then and you got not only a good acting talent, but you also got another music performer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And One Life to Live's cast is full of musical performers. So he would be a fantastic addition, and he would also be able to showcase that musical talent that he has and never had the opportunity to do on General Hospital.
Absolutely.
So that would be really, really good. I'm really pulling for him to get that. Crossing over to General Hospital, it's still – rumors have been going around that General Hospital has secretively scooped up the Young and the Restless, David Lago, who used to play ex-Raul, to play Sonny and Olivia's grown son, Dante. So far, they're saying it is completely not true. But Maurice Bernard definitely has high hopes for whatever actor does land the part. He can't wait to meet who will play Sonny.
Mm-hmm. Play Dante Little.
Yeah, so, I mean, and this guy, if you see his picture, kind of resembles Maurice to a T, so it would be a fantastic fit. Let's see. Also, Nurse Nadine will be getting visitors. We all wondered, you know, about this Aunt Raylene that she always talks about and
mm-hmm.
her cousins and this and that and the other thing. Well, you know what? She's getting her Aunt Raylene. Saturday Night Live alum Mary Gross, sister of Young and the Restless Michael Gross, formerly on Family Ties as the dad, joins the cast of General Hospital on Thursday, December 4th as Nadine's much-talked-about Aunt Raylene. The source
yes.
of all the nurses' words and of small-town wisdom. Also
right.
coming to Port Charles for a visit starting Wednesday, December 3rd, are Jack Wallace as Nadine's Uncle Vance and Brian Turk as Cousin Bo. And on Friday, December 12th, Ian Reed Kessler first airs as Aunt Raylene's attorney, Eric Holt, who just so happens to be, in real life, Nadine's old high school chum. So Nadine's getting a family. So that's really good. Happy to see that.
Yeah, there'll be some wackiness. I love, especially the hiring of Mary Gross to play her Aunt Raylene. If anybody who could pull that role off or someone who could really fit that bill, she would.
Mm-hmm.
She's been playing comedic roles for lots of years, not only on Saturday Night, not only on SNL, but also on
right.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's one of the teachers, Miss Quake. Yes, I remember that very well with her. So she's definitely will be a good fit there. And definitely.
Yeah, they're also saying that it's also, and they're talking about it in the chat room, it is a possibility that Amanda Baker is going back to GH. We've heard rumors about her coming out of her coma and coming to cause havoc for Nadine. So we'll see about that. I mean, I haven't really seen too much on Amanda Baker since her departure from All My Children. It's definitely out there. It's definitely out there that she may very well be coming back. So we'll see about that. In more General Hospital news, daytime veteran Mark Pinter, former Roger on All My Children, joins the GH cast on Thursday, December 11th as Special Agent Thomas Rayner. Just when it looks as if Jason might be off the hook for the latest chaos in Port Charles, the Fed will add an unexpected kink to Jason's life that will give him more heartburn than chili at Kelly's Diner. With Jerry Jack dead, or so they say, Alexis is without a beau. Might Pinter's law enforcement alter ego step in to fill her dance card? It very well could be a love interest for Alexis. Aside from All My Children, of course, Pinter has been on contract roles at Another World, as Grant, Loving Dan, As the World Turns, Brian, Guiding Light as Mark. So, you know, he's definitely a seasoned vet. No, I don't think Alicia Minshew is back on screen yet, they're asking. She's going to be gone, I think, maybe for another week or so. So we'll see what happens. She was, you know, I mean, she's back from a honeymoon, obviously, but as far as when her scenes start airing again. I don't think it's going to be maybe for about another week or so. Also, Robert Scorpio will be back on screen starting December 18th. The last time we did see him was on Night Shift when he headed to Europe for colon cancer treatment. Now he is in remission. Robert returns to Port Charles to play Grandpa to baby Emma. How long he'll be around is still up in the air, but fans to the Luke Robert Adventures of GH past should know that there's an encounter with Luke, Mac, and a corpse ahead. Oh, and Robert's got one other major thing to do while he's in town. Let's just say it involves Robin and a party. So we'll see what happens to that. That would be good. I would like to see the more, I would like to see more of Luke and Robert, you know. They were pretty fantastic.
Yeah, old times.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely old
times. Now, I'm sorry, skipping back a minute, Florencia Lozana, who plays Taya Delgado, does come back this month on One Life to Live. Friday, December 5th. And I have to say, that's my birthday. Hey, she's coming back. A. Martinez is going to be back on the screen also later this month, but no final air date was set for them. And there is no final air date yet for Justice Bolding. But a show did confirm that Christopher Cousins is gone and his last scenes are done and over.
Andrea Evans' last scenes, over and done with. Her last scene was her last show was today.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard her proclaim the words. She said, and at the very end of her scene today, she said, "You have not seen the last of Tina Lord Roberts."
And what? We never will, I'm sure. You know, they can't ever keep her away.
No.
Never, never, never. Rena Sofer, ex-Lois on General Hospital, will be on an episode of CBS's Ghost Whisperer at 8 p.m. So it's titled Ball and Chain, and she'll be on that. As far as comings and goings for All My Children, it's pretty scarce. You know, there's not much going on All My Children. I mean, we all know that Michael Knight has signed on again, and so did James Mitchell. They both re-signed their contracts, and they're not going anywhere. Mackenzie Westmore, who played Sheridan on the now-canceled NBC soap Passion, will be playing Annie's new shrink.
And I got the full name.
December 12th.
And I got the full name of her name. Her full name is Dr. Riley St. Clair.
Right.
And incidentally, Joanne, I talked to Mackenzie once more over on our friend the Bell Show Buzzworthy last week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Also, there's going to be a kink thrown into the romance of Reese and Bianca because her dad, who will be coming to Pine Valley, and the gentleman playing her dad is Frank Runyon, which is another daytime vet. He was Steve to Meg Ryan's Betsy on As the World Turns. As the World Turns, and he was also on General Hospital and Another World. Now the actor who holds a master's degree from General Theological Seminary now writes and produces one-man biblical dramas and is a regular on the speaking circuit. So a date has not been scheduled for him to come on yet, but they expect it to be soon. So there's some really good stuff happening, and I really, 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 really am praying for General Hospital because it's just been terrible. I haven't watched it in 2 weeks. I'm going to go through a couple of coming up scenes, set your DVRs, as far as, you know, ABC Soaps in Depth would say. All My Children, this would answer your question about Kendall out there in the chat room. With both his wife and mother-in-law fighting for their lives, Zach takes his frustrations out on Reese, Tuesday, December 2nd. Only to turn around and share a secret with her on Thursday, December 4th. As Ryan and Greenlee fight off temptation on Monday, December 8th, things at Wildwind take a very interesting turn on Tuesday, December 9th. Bianca begins to suspect her girlfriend is keeping something under wraps on Wednesday, December 10th. Reese spends Thursday, December 11th, working with Zach to make sure their secret remains a secret, as Reese deals with most unexpected surprise on Friday, December 12th. Zach goes to David and demands that he perform a miracle for Kendall. So as of December 12th, Alicia Minshew is still not really on screen. So that's as far as that goes. Is this the end for Jason and Elizabeth? Damn, I hope so. I'm really getting tired of it. I mean, and I was definitely a liaison supporter, but no more, no more. It's just old and tired, old and tired. The search for Jake continues on Wednesday, December 3rd, with Sam and Jason getting ever so close to finding his missing in action son. Monday, December 8th. But Elizabeth can't keep Jason from taking major guilt trip on Tuesday, December 9th. After all, he has no one to blame but himself for Jake's life being in danger. Sam tries to set the record straight with her mom on Wednesday, December 10th, but will Alexis listen to what her daughter has to say? When Sam and Jason dodge a bullet on Thursday, December 11th, will it be a literal or a metaphorical one? This being poor Charles, we're betting on the first. And as Sam puts herself in major danger on Friday, December 12th, where is Jason? Well, he's trying to figure out his future with Liz, of course. So, I don't know about Jason and Sam being together. Kelly Monaco told me she's at Lucky, staying with Lucky. It's where it's at right now. So there will be no J-Sam reunion.
So y'all can get over it.
Yeah, there will be no J-Sam reunion. One Night to Live, can Todd be saved? After everything that's happened in recent weeks, it's not surprising that the residents of Landview have it out for Todd. Vicky kicks things off by ripping into her brother for his misdeeds on Wednesday, December 3rd. The verbal beating prompts the schemer to take his chance at an escape on Thursday, December 4th. But John stops him in his tracks on December 5th. In fact, John gives Todd a taste of his own medicine. The creep finally catches a break when Taya surprises him by offering her help on Monday, December 8th. But after Nora challenges him to do the right thing on Thursday, December 11th, Todd refuses Taya's help. His decision prompts his ex-wife to vow that she will help him whether he likes it or not on Friday, December 12th. My prediction is that Taya is back to take Todd out of there. He doesn't want her help. I guarantee you this is going to be Trevor St. John's exit off of One Life to Live.
Ooh, okay, yeah, that could possibly be it.
I definitely think that's just going to happen. There's been rumors sloping around left and right about him leaving, and once it was confirmed that Florencia was coming back to reprise the role as Taya, that was it. It was kind of like a sealed deal.
Yep. No doubt. Yep.
Other General Hospital news. Sebastian Roche is going to be a recurring character on 24, opposite Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, when the show first premieres, when it premieres in January on Fox.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely. So congratulations to him. Let's see. What else did I want to touch on real close? The Rock the Soap Cruise still being heavily promoted, and I will do that with Bob Guinea until it's done and over with, and they sold all their tickets. So if you're interested in Rock the Soap Cruise, go to rockthesoap.com, and you'll see all the information on there. Everybody knows that we've got some crazy soul fans out there that started a petition for Kristen Alderson to actually get her hair cut. So I'm sure Tony Ann will be posting it in the chat room. So if you didn't join it and sign it and let the girl get a damn haircut. So we'll be happy about that.
Yeah. I predict that she will get a haircut probably about shoulder length, just like Cassie the Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
She wants it kind of layered.
I mean, she's 17. She needs to definitely be a little bit more grown up. All right, let me see here. I've got Georgette. Is that you on the phone?
That's me. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do hear you. For once,
hey,
I'm not on hold.
Okay, I'm calling to tell you I'm not talking on the phone tonight because Law & Order's on and Daniel Marston's on and I'm watching it.
Cool.
Okay.
And Daniel Marston's on tonight's Law & Order and I'm
on
watching
the
it right
Marston.
Now.
Oh, thanks for joining.
It's on now. Oh, well, I missed it now. Can watch it online later.
He's been doing amazing. So nice to see him back on the TV.
Well, I'm busy watching
that
for the Stars finale show, so I can't switch over.
So that's
I wish I would have known that I definitely would have DVR'd it.
Well, I DVR'd mine, so I'm good. But
oh, okay.
That's what I'm involved in now, watching Law & Order.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just
called so I didn't get yelled at tonight, that's all.
Well, you're lucky. Are you going to stay on the air? Are you going to stay on and listen to the questions when they come up?
When is that?
Whenever I decide to play it.
I'll stay on the phone and listen through my ear while I'm watching, but I want to watch this.
All right, I'm putting you on hold, Georgette. Goodbye.
Okay,
Georgette.
You guys heard it first here on Stardish. Laura Wright told me that out in her country home, they started making wine. So this time next year, you'll be able to have a bottle of wine made by her own personal vineyard. They're making it and selling their wine. They just now barreled their first Pinot. It's going to be in liquor stores and restaurants, and it's going to be a huge success. We're getting our marketing license as we speak. We have a couple of things we're thinking about for a name and a label. We have 11 months to decide because the wine has to set in the barrel for a year. Wright and her family have a ranch north of Los Angeles where they have plenty of land to grow their own grapes. But if you've got an I Love Lucy visual, a barefoot Wright stomping her own grapes, wipe it out of your head. Not so much, she says. They have tools for that now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I thought, too. Okay, there's the petition for Kristen Alderson in getting her hair cut in the chat room. So go right ahead and sign that. Let's see. What's going on Dancing with the Stars, Tony? Are they any closer? 10:30.
Right now they're doing their final dance right now. Warren Kent had their final dance for one more Georgia score. They had their final dance. Lance and Lacey just had their final dance now, and Brooke Dedarys yet to have their final dance. And then after these final dances, they will decide who will be the champion. And right now, I just look right now, Lance and Lacey just got 28 in their final dance. Warren and Kim got 27 in their final dance. So Brooke and Derek will be coming up shortly.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
So it's 81. So right now, the overall scores right now, let's see, Warren and Kim's got 80, and Lance and Lacey's got 81. So in order for Brooke and Derek to win, as far as I can see, they have to score a 27 or more to put them to seal the deal for them.
Okay.
At least say at least 24, this is Tom Bergeron just said. But I think she's going to get more than that.
You know, I think that Warren Sapp is going to win.
Well, he's at the bottom of the leaderboard right now. But, you know, the final score doesn't mean with the judges' votes, and of course, the audience votes, and of course, the audience who voted last night could factor in the whole thing.
Right, right. Yeah. See, I think that it's going to be Warren Sapp. I mean, I don't know. He's just He may not be the best dancer, but he is the best character.
Yes. He's a charisma. He's a showman, as Bruno said. You got to cheese the showman.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It was nice to see Cloris Leachman on there earlier,
mm-hmm.
doing her thing.
And, of course, Susan Lucci was on earlier dancing with Tony.
Yeah, they did the Paso Doble.
Mm-hmm. Nice to see that
okay.
again.
All right, we are going to take a few-minute break. Just hang out there, guys, for a second while I get some stuff together. And I'm going to let you listen to the finale song on the Street Jam. So
oh,
yes. stay put.
Let's get loud.
No. The finale song
oh,
of this
bad.
Year's Street Jam.
Oh, my
Green
bad.
Day, Time of Your Life. Hang
time
on.
Time of Your Life.
Don't go,
go.
Nowhere.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end that's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end that's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
That was Green Day, and yes, that was the finale song to this year's Super Soap Weekend. It was
long live Super Soap.
You know, and it'll be back. And you know what? I'm telling you, if you definitely go quick on YouTube somewhere, I'm sure that you'll find it. This song they did the last episode of Friends, and you know, so just. Check that out, and I'm sure you'll see it. It was very touching, that little montage. I'm sure it'll be around somewhere. Go ahead, Tony. What?
I think, now it's based on, I think that song was based on a series on Fox who will star Jennifer Love Hewitt. It's the time of your
life
tonight. So that song was based on
maybe.
That series.
Maybe. All righty. Well, you know what? I don't know. I'm feeling a little strange right now. Are you people ready?
Let's do this.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardust Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardust Radio, the coolest radio station ever.
This is Jason Tam on Stardust Radio. Tune in.
This is Brittany Underwood. Make sure to tune in to Stardust Radio.
That's your cue, people. Call in. Let's go. Call in. Here we go. All right.
Let's go.
All right. Let's see here. Now, I'm printing out my questions while you guys are calling in. Let's move it. Move it.
We got 30 minutes. We got about 25 minutes. Let's roll, 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 baby.
All right. So let's see. Okay, let me see who my first caller is. We're going to area code 352. 352, who do I have on the phone? Hello?
Courtney? Hey, Tony.
Hi, Courtney.
Hey, hey, Tony.
Hey, Courtney.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Oh, fantastic. All right, Courtney, I'm going to pose you some questions now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The rules are you have to get every one of them correct.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
First question. Yes. No one knows these questions but me, okay? No one knows them. Nobody knows them. Nope, nobody knows them. Okay, first question. We all know in soaps. Oh, and let me just stop right there. Guys in the chat room, do not write the answers in the chat room because for whatever reason, if somebody gets it wrong, then the answers will be there. So do not respond with the answers in the chat room.
In other words, no coaching from the chat room, please.
Yeah, well, because you'll ruin it for yourself in case Courtney doesn't make it all the way. We all know in soaps, children age rapidly. How many years was Kristen Alderson's character aged?
Seven.
Incorrect.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I can't give you the correct answer, so I'm going to have to move on to the next caller, okay?
Okay.
Don't go nowhere, though. Just hang on the line. Okay, area code 484. Who's on the phone? Hello?
You're on the air.
Area code 484. They hung up. Okay, that's fine. You don't want to be part of it? No biggie. Area code 575. You're next. Who's this? Oh,
hello?
Wow. That's nothing. Okay.
Next.
What's up with you guys in the phones, man? Come on. Area code 815.
Oh, I know where that is.
Hey.
815.
Hey, Jenna.
Who's this?
Jenna. What's up?
Jenna,
hi, Jenna. Okay.
Who?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
We all know in soap, children age rapidly. How many years was Kristen Alderson's character aged?
Five.
Sorry, Jenna, wrong answer. Hold on.
All right,
we're going back to over here. Area code 989, you're on the phone. What's your name?
Hey, it's Megan.
Hey,
Megan.
Hey,
how
Megan.
You doing?
Okay, I'm going to repeat the question. We all know in soaps, children age rapidly. How many years was Kristen Alderson's character aged?
Was it seven?
No, sorry, sweetheart.
Okay,
you guys did not Google. Don't go nowhere. Hold on. Okay, let's see. Area code 201. You're on the phone.
Come on in.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hi.
That's
hi.
Yeah, you're there. Who is this?
It's Tony Ann.
Tony Ann,
hey,
turn down your speakers. There's too much feedback.
Give me 1 second.
Don't you
break
your sound off.
Okay. Let's see.
Computers and technology. Is that better?
Okay, yes. Perfect.
Okay,
let's see. Tony Ann, do you know the answer to the question?
Is it six?
No! Oh, my God, I can't believe nobody knows the answer to this question. Holy cow, you guys cannot Google. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold, Tony Ann. Don't go nowhere. Wow, you guys did not do your homework. That was so easy. Still not giving you the answer. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go back over here to, where am I? Area code 352. That's why I picked up first, right?
Yes.
Courtney, is that you?
Courtney?
Courtney,
yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, you were the first one I picked up. Okay,
yeah.
Let's move on. I'm going to give you the next question.
Okay.
It was supposed to be four. It was supposed to be three questions, but I did do an extra question or two just in case. Let's see. What was the very first career aspiration for Brittany Underwood? What is it that she wanted to be before she decided to become an actress? And who did she want to be like?
A singer?
Yes. Who did she want to be like, though? Think of the age. Think of her age. She's a young girl. Think of how old she might have been and what singers were popular.
Okay. Christina Aguilera?
No. So close. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold again. All right. Don't go nowhere, Courtney.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to 989, Megan.
Megan.
Hey.
Do you know the answer to this question?
Yeah, I saw it online. It said Britney Spears.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, very good. Singer Britney Spears. Perfect. Next question. Kristen, Britney, Jason, and Brandon have been dubbed by their fans as the Fab Four. Who were the original Fab Four?
Like on One Life to Live?
No, who had the original name of the Fab Four?
Fab Four, the original.
Oh, goodness. I didn't realize there was anybody, like, before them.
Right.
Yeah, I have, like, no clue.
No clue. Okay,
Beatles?
I'm putting you on.
Yes,
was it the Beatles?
Come on.
Was it? Absolutely. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. That's perfect. You got it. Okay, two down, one to go.
I'm all nervous now.
Okay, you're shaking in your boots.
Oh, yeah, I have been.
You ready?
Okay, this is the last question. Last question. What are the strange circumstances that could have made Star and Cole somewhat related?
When Blair was pregnant with Patrick's baby, it could have been their sibling.
And what was that baby's name? Do you know? Just as a bonus.
Was it Brendan or something like that?
Right. Megan, ding, ding, ding,
really?
Is the winner. Megan is the winner.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Thank for a girlfriend.
Oh,
yes,
I was so nervous all day. Oh, my
goodness. So all you guys. Hey. Just so all you guys know, the answer to the first question was 4 years.
Four.
Star
Maddie
was born in 1996. And if you looked up Star Manning in Wikipedia, you would have saw it.
Or in Wi-Fi on soap.com.
Yep. And all the answers were found, all the questions and answers were found either in Soap Digest or in Wikipedia. So that's where you could find all those answers. So,
right.
Megan, you won.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yes.
You won. And you know the pictures I have on my MySpace?
I have seen those.
You saw the pictures on my MySpace of them signing the shirt? So that's what you'll be getting. It's an original design that my sister did. It's a silhouette of all four of them, and all four of them signed it. So, Megan, you got your first shirt.
You are one lucky girl.
You go ahead and email me all your information, and I'll get that out to you by the beginning of next week.
Okay, do you want me to do it on, like, MySpace? Because for some reason the email system is not working with Stardish for me.
No, I sent it. Well, okay, no, I sent it to you. You have my email address. I emailed you today.
I didn't get any emails from you.
You have to check your spam folder, because when you sent me that message on MySpace, I went into my email account and I emailed you directly from my email account.
Right.
Okay,
check
I'll
your spam folder, because it might be in there. Because it happened to me. And on my AOL, it happened to me. So I had to put it back in the inbox.
Yeah, it kind of just acts up a little bit for some reason with, I don't know why, with AOL, but... when you told me you were having the problems, I just went directly to my email box and emailed you straight from my email box, not through the website.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, so send me everything, and if you want to double check and do it on MySpace, that's fine, and I'll get it out to you by the beginning of next week.
Okay, thank you so much.
Congratulations, Megan.
Congratulations,
Megan. Oh, so Megan is our first contest winner on Stardish Radio. How cool is that? That was
wow.
So exciting.
Yes, it was.
Just so you all know, there's going to be some more contests. I still do have an autographed photo of Kristen Alderson. It's somewhat of an Andy Warhol-type picture of her. That she signed, and as far as One Life to Live, and then I have another picture signed by Brittany Underwood, and it'll be signed by Jason Tam, so we'll have that. In the next coming weeks, I'll have a messenger bag, which is what you carry a laptop around in, that will be signed by Bradford Anderson, as well as a T-shirt signed by him and Kirsten Storms. And I also still have a one-of-a-kind I Love Johnny Z T-shirt that was signed by Brandon Brush. So we got some prizes to give away. So definitely check it out. I'm sorry for you guys that thought the first question was too hard, but that's why I did four. I couldn't believe she got the Beatles and didn't get what year Star Manning was born. So that was interesting.
Right, and it was played by two different actresses before Kristen took the role.
That's right. You know what? So that was cool. And I'm really happy that she got the last one, because when I saw the last question, the last answer rather, it just kind of set me back a little bit. I forgot about that Blair was actually pregnant with Patrick's baby. So, yeah. So congratulations to Megan, and I'm sorry for all the rest of you.
She did her homework.
Yeah, she definitely Googled all day. That, like she said, she did.
I would have not gotten that if I believed. I would not have gotten that.
I'm going to put up a copy of the picture I have of Kristen. It's a picture of her from. I'm not even going to say, because I can't remember what party it was from. But it was one that she sent me, and I did it like in a Warhol, Andy Warhol style. I did the same one for Brittany Underwood, which I'm waiting to get back. So Georgette, I hope, is working on that one for me. I know she's still listening. What else? And I also have a signed copy of ABC Soaps in Depth, the Super Soap Weekend Edition by Eden Regal. That's going to be given away soon. So, very, very good. Very, very good. Now, let me see here.
Cool.
Let me go back to the phones real quick. Courtney,
hey.
Are you like, now that you heard the answers, are you like, damn, I knew that?
Yeah. I knew the last one. That one I knew.
Really? So you did your homework, too, but part of your homework, too, on that last one. Okay.
Yeah.
You did more than me on that last one. I could have never gotten that one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Next week, after the holiday's over and whatnot, I'll announce when the next contest is going to be. So there's more chances to win, everybody, so don't fret, okay? Hang on, Courtney. I think this is Rita. Rita, is that you?
you. Yes, I was.
Hi, Rita.
I wanted to ask. Well, you know, because Jenna and I didn't get to go, I wanted to try to win the T-shirt for Jenna because she has a birthday coming up, and we didn't have the finances to go to the last Super Soap Week. I'm the one that said the Beatles. How was Super Soap?
Oh, Super Soap was great. Yeah, you weren't on the last show when we did the recap. That's right.
I was in Wisconsin.
All right.
I wish you wouldn't have done it when I was in Wisconsin. Well, it was with my church group. It was something I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. But, you know, I've been living off my credit cards.
Oh, okay.
My financial status is a soap opera in itself. I won't go into
that. You start writing it down and start selling it, you know? It was great. It was a great weekend, and I'm working on putting – I mean, the recaps are available online, but I'm also working on putting
together – I want to win the Eden Regal one. I want to win the Eden Regal one.
Well, I'll be announcing – pretty soon what it's going to be and when that contest will be. So,
are you
going to
do anything tomorrow, or are you going to take it easy for Thanksgiving weekend?
Nope, that's it for the weekend. I'm done as of today. I'll be in my car with my kids in the morning. We're driving down to Yonkers to go have Turkey Day down there. We're going to go down to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in Manhattan. And
we're going to have the same thing in Chicago, too.
Yeah, so just hanging with the kids.
I was embarrassed to ask you after what you said yesterday. I was going to kind of ask you jokingly, but what you said about Susan Lucci said something so beautiful yesterday on your show that we all ought to go to one of the third world countries and come back here and appreciate America more.
Oh, absolutely.
I was jokingly gonna. Now I feel too ashamed to ask you. I was gonna ask you if you'd write to Oprah, for Jenna and I to go to the Rock the Soap. Because I don't have the finances. But I feel too embarrassed after what you said yesterday.
Yeah. I think that Oprah's.
Well, with her wildest dream thing. You know, with she loves to make wildest dreams. You could tell her, I lost my mom. And
I don't really watch Oprah, so I don't know what they are. Well, Jenna has a computer. She can email the stories in.
That we'd want to go to Rock the Soap? When is that, in March?
It's in March.
20th to 23rd.
Definitely. See, Jenna's in the chat room, and she just said that she will definitely definitely email in a story for you guys.
Did you take any pictures?
Oh, yeah. They're all over my MySpace page.
I'm still computer illiterate, so I have to depend on the phone.
Oh, well, yeah, well, I can't. They're all over the Internet. Hang on a second. What, Tony? And I don't understand what you're saying.
What?
No, Tony Ann is saying something to me in the chat room. I don't know what she's saying. Something about Kristen Alderson's questions.
I'm the one that said the Beatles.
You said the Beatles.
I said the Beatles, and then Megan answered, and you said, "Oh, the Beatles," and I wasn't even.
Yeah, but we don't
hear you.
But you
didn't hear me.
No, because you weren't on the phone. I picked up Megan. It wasn't you.
Well, I was on the phone, but you didn't pick me up. So she said the Beatles at the same time I did, and that's why I didn't hear her say it?
Oh, I don't know why you didn't hear her say it.
Because I said it the same time, and I know you didn't pick me up.
Right, so, yeah. And
so
they
that's interesting that she would
too.
Know that, because I don't think Megan's that old.
No, but if you type in Fab Four on the computer, the first thing that comes up is the Beatles. So, yeah. So, anyway, listen up, guys. I want everybody to have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
You too, and thanks for letting me talk to you.
Oh, you're welcome. And
right,
December 3rd, Chris Stack will be on the show, Michael McBain, so make sure you're around for that one. And then I'm sure I'll have some soap chats in between, and it, when the new contest is ready, I'll definitely post it. And let's see, the following week, December 11th, I think it is, I have to check the calendar, but Constance Towers from General Hospital, Helena Castine, will be back on. Yes, she rescheduled. Mm-hmm. So, everybody, I want you guys to have a great Thanksgiving. Stay on the phone. Walk out with me here. And this one, Tony, is Let's Get Loud. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
Let's get loud. Turn the music up. Let's do it. Come on, people. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. Turn the music up to hear that sound. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. Ain't nobody gotta tell you what you gotta do. If you wanna live your life, live it all the way and don't you waste it.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
Hey everybody, this is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio station ever.
This is Jason Tam on Stardish Radio. Tune in.
This is Brittany Underwood. Make sure to tune in to Stardish Radio.